Is it recording?
Yeah. Welcome to the first episode of
Dojo Real Talk. Here's the thing, parents. We are all about, one of our missions at the dojo is to partner with parents and partner with schools, partner with the community, because what we really want to do ultimately is build stronger futures for kids. And that means that we all have to kind of come at this together. So we've got years and years and years of experience. We've got connections with all different kinds of people all over the community, in the schools, in businesses, pediatricians, occupational therapists, things like that. And so we want to provide a resource for you as parents that you guys can come to, can ask us questions, and hopefully we can start giving you guys some insight into the ways that we've learned that kids feel supported, they feel challenged, they feel confirmed. And so that's kind of what we want to talk about today. So
as we go on, we have kind of like a three standards that as we begin this kind of like this movement towards having a better human. And we talked about a zero rule, a one rule, and a golden rule. And what this is, it's just kind of like a framework for them to start moving in the right direction.
So the way that the zero rule works is it's a way for kids to show discipline. It's a simple concept for them to understand. Basically, the zero rule is this. It's if they know that they should do something, then the expectation is that they do it without anybody having to tell them. Things like brushing their teeth at night before they go to bed, taking their dishes to the sink, things that they already know are expected of them. And it can go either way. So it can be either things that they know that they're supposed to do or things that they know that they're not supposed to do. Like you don't wake your kids up every morning and say, hey, good morning, please make sure you don't punch anybody in the face today. They already know that that's the expectation. And so it's kind of like when we give our kids this look like, what are you doing? Like that's a violation of that zero rule because they know what's expected of them and they acted outside of those boundaries anyway. So one of the things we want to reinforce is building that personal accountability, that personal responsibility of if I know that something is expected of me, then nobody should have to ask me to do it.
The one rule we talked about, as soon as you ask them to do something, they should do it right away. Right, that perfect thing. As soon as I ask my child to do something, they would just run away, drop the stuff, whatever they're doing, and they're gonna do exactly what you ask them to do, right? Magic word, that will be the best thing for them, right? Within that, there's little tricks to make sure that that happens. It will go in detail on how that specific thing is gonna help you to make sure they do things right away.
And then the last thing that we're going to talk about later on is going to be the golden rule. And that's what you know, your mom taught you when you were a kid, which is you treat other people the way that you want them to treat you. And so what we've kind of realized with kids is that, first of all, keeping things really simple for them, making sure that they have as few inputs as possible and give them as simple of concepts to understand, that's where they really start to thrive, giving them that structure of here are the three things, this zero rule, one rule, golden rule, and if you take care of these three things, then you're never gonna be in trouble. So rather than having, well, this is the rule, and this is the rule, and this is the rule, and this is the rule, we feel like these three things really kind of encapsulate everything that we would ever expect and want for our children to do in order to grow into successful adults. And that's really the goal, is we're helping to build successful adults, build stronger futures for our kids. So we want to start off by talking about the zero rule. And like I said, the zero rule is all about getting kids to do what they're supposed to do without anybody having to tell them. One of the things that I know with my own kids is it's really, really easy to find the things that they're doing wrong. And it's really easy to find when they make mistakes and to think that by addressing those mistakes and by talking to them about, hey, make sure you don't do this and make sure that instead of this, you do this. And by kind of redirecting them, we think that that's gonna be the way that we're gonna create that behavior. But what really happens and the way that kids really work is that what you reward, they learn to repeat. And one of the things that I have seen over and over again with kids is by telling them no and by saying don't take this behavior, don't do this thing, what you're doing is you're removing an option. So don't whatever the thing is, but then that leaves a vacuum. There's nothing there to fill it up. So if instead we flip it around and we say, I love when you do this. I love when you take care of your responsibilities. I love when you take your dishes to the sink. I'm so proud of you for making your bed. I can't believe that you brush your teeth without me having to ask. By reinforcing those things and by rewarding those things and praising those things, then they go, oh, I need to do this more often, because everybody wants that recognition and that praise.
That one rule, my background, I do not have kids, but I have a really, 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 really long time working with kids from the age of 3.5 to about 12 to 15 years old. A really long time doing that. What have worked the best for me, if we're talking about the one rule, is first to get their attention. My military background lets me know that I need to give them a preparatory command and a command of execution, right? It is important for me to get their attention first before I ask them to do something, right? Instead of saying, pick up your toys, I will say their name, Johnny, to make sure that attention's on me, and then give them that command. All the thing that that could work is also give them a time limit, right? If you know that they need to pick up the toys because you guys are about to get out the door, hey, I'm Johnny, gets their attention. I'm giving you 2 minutes to be able to pick up your toys, right? And then it gives them that framework of like, all right, cool. I have this amount of time to be able to do it. That could be a timer that you set for them so they can physically see that time going down. Sometimes little kids, it's hard for them to tell time and what that means, right? So you can put a timer, hey, when this gets to two, then it's time for you to pick up your toys, right? And that will give them ownership of what they're doing, right? So in their world, things are so small. And because they're so small, they're so important for them, right? Playing with those toys is the most important thing for them at that moment. For you, is to make sure that we get out of the house on time.
So if you say, if you're telling them, hey, you're in charge of this. You're in charge of making sure that all of your toys go back in the basket where they're supposed to be. Or you're in charge of making sure that, you know, that all the dishes are in the sink after dinner. By empowering them and saying like, this is your responsibility and you're the boss here. Your job is to make sure that all these things happen right here. Then what you're doing is not punishing them, for, you know, in their eyes by saying like, oh, we have to take your dishes to the sink. You're empowering them. You're saying, this is yours. This is something that you can hold, and it's a responsibility that you can handle. And that kind of really could go with both the zero rule and the one rule. It's something that, you know, as they begin to take ownership of that, and it's not an instant process. It doesn't happen overnight. But as you remind them, you know, using that one rule, hey, don't forget, you're in charge of making sure that the dishes get taken to the sink after dinner. Have that conversation over dinner. You know, like as you guys are finishing dinner, or as you guys, we realize that like very rarely is it, hey, everybody's going to sit down around the table and we're all going to have dinner together as a family. But maybe it's, if you pick up Chick-fil-A in the car, you know, it's, hey, Johnny, don't forget, it's your responsibility to make sure that after everybody's done eating, when we get to the baseball field, that all the trash is out of the car and in a trash can. And that way he feels not only sort of caught up, like he doesn't feel caught off guard by, you know, okay, I need you to pick up the trash. And he's going, but mom, like, I want to go play or whatever. By saying this is your responsibility, he knows that it's going to be expected of him when he gets there. So he handles it. That's the zero rule. And you're giving him that reminder of, don't forget, this is something that you get to be in charge of and you get to take ownership of, so that he actually does that task with pride and it's important to him and he doesn't leave French fries under the seat because this is his, and like he wants to make sure that it gets taken care of, because kids don't get, you know, that sort of ownership as often. And what that allows you to do, and Tomas has seen this, I've seen this over and over again, is that when you catch your kids doing something right and you praise that and you say like, man, you did a great job, and look, you didn't even leave this, you know, the French fries under the seat, then again, it goes back to that, what gets rewarded gets repeated. So that's going to begin to be even more important. And as they show you, I mean, it's a sequential thing. As they show you, I can handle this task, then that allows them to build responsibility and begin to handle more complex and more responsible tasks.
And so we're talking about that next rule, that golden rule. It's super important to make sure that that starts with the most important people in their lives, and that's you parents, right? If they start yelling and we tone it down and we diffuse that yelling by going down levels below, right? And diffusing the, I'm screaming, I'm gonna scream louder. And it's that back and forth. It goes back to that escalation. So that golden rule is super important to make sure that it starts with you guys. And with starting with you guys is also taking that breath, taking those 15 seconds. I'm gonna go to the bathroom, put my thoughts together, and then I can come back out. That is totally okay, okay? Because at the end of the day, everything we're doing is to make sure that they have a better future.
And it doesn't have to be. So it doesn't have to be on a, like, I have to get it right this second, right now. These are your kids. This is the long game. You're playing this game forever. So in order to play that long game, in order to build that stronger future over the long term, you do need to take a step away sometimes. You do need to go, like, I can't have this conversation in the way that I know I need to right now. So I'm going to walk away. I'm going to take a deep breath. I'm going to be the parent in this situation, and I'm going to treat my child like a child, understanding that their perspective is different than yours as a parent, and being able to have that conversation of, you stay calm, because kids are going to model the behavior that they see. And so if you're showing them that you remain calm, that you can treat them with respect, that you can treat other people with respect, if they see adults that they respect and adults that they admire, talking about other people negatively, or gossiping, or even just having sort of a generally negative attitude about the situations in their life, like, that's what they believe is right. Like, kids' moral compass is dictated by the people in their life. So they believe that what you do is the right thing to do. So what you model for them matters so much. And if you can make a conscious effort to treat people the way that you want to be treated, and to take care to use care when you speak to people, and and be empathetic and sympathetic and kind, then kids realize that that's the way we do things around here. That's the way it works in my household. And it's amazing how much kids soak up like a sponge whatever environment you put them in. So you as a parent have to be really, really conscious of what environment you're putting your kids into.
That key word is going to be consistency. Just like a diet, just like working out, the consistent effort, just like I was talking about, is going to get you there, right? You're going to have up and downs like anybody would, but that consistent effort is going to have that result over time for sure.
And what that means too with the consistency thing is that it doesn't mean that every step you take is going to be perfect. This is like, nobody gets 100 in parenting. Like, let's be really, really clear about that. And that's totally okay. And it's so important for kids to be able to see that, hey, my parents aren't perfect. And if you are willing to admit your own flaws and your own faults and apologize when you make a mistake and say, like, look, I messed up. I did this wrong right here. I spoke to you in a way I shouldn't have spoken, or I spoke about another person or about a situation, or I was frustrated and I acted in a way that I'm not proud of. Then kids don't feel that burden of, I've got to be perfect. Because if you're modeling for kids, and if you're never willing to admit, hey, I messed up right here, then what kids are seeing is, oh, if I make a mistake, I better not admit it. And that's just it's not the right standard to establish for kids. So being able to look at them and say, hey, I didn't do this the right way, that's showing them that it's okay not to make a mistake. So to Tomas's point about consistency, like, part of that consistency is when you take those steps backward, when you make mistakes, being able to say, look, this wasn't the right way to handle it. That wasn't a good thing I did. But let's remember that, again, this is the long game. We're playing this game forever. And in general, we have to be, we have to have that kind of conscious mindset of moving forward all the time.
And as we're talking about this, you also got to talk about, how many kids do you have? It is important to understand that not all of them going to act the same. They have their own little personalities. More are driven toward physical contact, that high five, that pat on the back, that attaboy. Some of them, they need more words of affirmation, right? So you got to be able to identify what ticks them, right? And having that standard of one rule, zero rule, golden rule, then you'd be able to adjust depending on what little Johnny likes better or what little Susie likes better. So for sure.
And a big part of that too is realizing that your kids are not you. So they're not always going to respond to the things that you respond to. And they're not each other. So they're not always going to respond to the same things that each other respond to. But part of the cool thing about the zero rule, one rule, golden rule thing is that what it does is it sets an intention for you as a parent. So rather than parenting reactively, where it's like, no, I don't want you to do that, what you're doing is you're saying, like, here's the ideal, here's what we're working towards. We're probably never gonna get, in fact, not even probably, but we are never gonna get 100% of the way there. Your kid is never, ever, ever, just like you don't, just like I don't, just like he doesn't, we're never going to get to a place where I always do what I'm supposed to do without anybody having to remind me. I always follow directions the first time. I always treat people the way that I want to be treated. That's an impossible standard to live up to. It's a great ideal to work towards, but it's an impossible standard to live up to. But we have to have those standards. We have to have that North Star because we have to move our kids in a specific direction rather than just responding to how they act and saying like, no, I don't want you to do that. And then it's kind of like, well, okay, mom, what do you want me to do? So we have to have some kind of goal or some kind of, you know, the end line that even if we never reach it, that we're always moving towards.
And remember, one rule, first time you're asking them to do something, they should do it right away. Zero rule, they should be doing things by themselves, those big boys and big girls. And golden rule, treat others the way that you want to be treated. And it starts with you. So let's give it a try. Parents, we want to do our best effort to give as much information that we can towards you. And remember, it's trial and error, trying different things to make sure that we have stronger kids.
And the other thing too, parents, this is for you. We're going to be here. We are resources that we want you guys to be able to lean on. So if there are questions that you have, this is something that we want it to be very much interactive. So email us. You can always email us at parentsupport@dojodifference.com. Speak to your kids' coaches in class. If you guys are not Dojo students, that's okay. We're here. We would love to support you guys. This is not a like closed off wall sort of thing. This is a community effort and it takes everybody's involvement. So we want to be a part of your kids' lives. We want you guys to be a part of our lives, and we want to work together to make sure that we are working towards that stronger future. So ask us questions, give us things to address, tell us what you're struggling with, because we want to help you guys out.
If you think that this video has been helpful, please share it with the people that you love so those kids can have a stronger future too.
Thanks,
guys. It's Kyle.